We are so excited to be here today. I'm Charisse Thompson. I'm a vice president at M Booth Health, and I'm joined today by Cheryl Overton, who is the founder and chief experience officer of Cheryl Overton Communications. She is also a strategic partner of M Booth Health and a treasured agency friend. So welcome, Cheryl. We're so again excited to have you. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your superpowers, how you engage us in the communications field and have done so for such a long time.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you first and foremost, Charisse, for having me. It's such a pleasure to talk to you today. And thanks to everyone at M Booth and M Booth Health. You guys are always so generous and inviting and welcoming. And I appreciate you sharing the space with me today. I have been in this business for over 20 years. I actually started in this business doing very high science pharma communications, everything from pre-approval strategy to launching products all over the world to indication changes, to crisis and issues. The things you know so well, Charisse, it's how I got my start in this business and how I really built up my skills, how I very early on learned the kind of rigor, the kind of discipline, the kind of excellence you need to really deal with things at that very top level and make sure that messaging and key opinion leaders and training, healthcare professionals to work with us. Have had a long career doing that. Of course, since that time, I have branched out and across business sectors to do this work for consumer brands across, you name the sector, I've worked on it. And really, my sweet spot now is working with brands to really better understand multicultural consumer segments. How to engage with them, and frankly, how to better market with and to them, to just be more inclusive, to be more understanding of these segments, and frankly, to understand that these are truly influential and growth segments. That the way we market to them is not about quote unquote doing the right thing. It's about great business, very smart, savvy consumers who actually, when they start to accept a product, that's how things really, pop off. And so I'm thrilled to be focusing on those audiences in my work these days.
Well, thank you again. I think one personal note is that we've known each other for a number of years and you're a personal mentor. So I'm really more excited to talk to you today as two Black women in marketing and communications. And at M Booth, we pride ourselves of being conversation catalysts, really being the arbiters of discussions and movement in the world of communications that really make change. And so, where we find ourselves right now, uniquely in the midst of COVID and the need for a focus to some degree on BIPOC and how we're going to be moving forward with meeting the challenge of getting to herd immunity and getting us as a country safe and Black people in particular and those other people of color in our communities have this increased focus in terms of messaging and communications to these audiences for increasing their vaccines. So, Tom Rovine, a colleague, and I recently did a blog post on the M Booth Health LinkedIn site, and we were talking about the need to really approach before we start even talking about how we can break down barriers in terms of medical mistrust, how we really got to where we are collectively as a community, and not only communities that we should be talking to about increasing vaccinations, but also who those messengers should be. And I'm curious if you had thoughts on in terms of talking about a little bit, like talking a little bit more about truth and how that is important for us to get to getting these communities to trust the medical establishment in a better way.
No, it's an important conversation, and it's a layered conversation. And while I can absolutely understand and appreciate all of the marketing powerhouses and campaigns that are out there now. And I live in Brooklyn, and I see even in the communities, you know, posters and billboards. I get it. People are spending a lot of time, effort, and frankly, big advertising dollars to make sure everybody far and wide sees this message about vaccination and trust, and this will be what's helpful. What I do think is really important and at the soul and the heart of all of that, though, is culpability and accountability. I don't think that we're going to be able to build trust with Black and Brown communities until the healthcare establishment, the medical establishment as an institution. I'm not calling on one particular sector. It's not just pharma. It's not just the government. It's not just healthcare providers. It's probably the whole constellation of that. There has to be some culpability for their part in building that history and track record of mistrust. It didn't just come out of nowhere. There are proof points behind it, and they're long and they're storied, and they're actually in the present day as well. It's not ancient history. So there has to be some real accountability. We can't sweep it under the rug with fancy campaigns and celebrities and people getting vaccinated on television. We have to do those things to raise awareness and demystify, but we also have to be accountable and culpable for how did we get here. I think in doing so, you have a more authentic chance of reaching Black and Brown communities. They're not skeptical just for skepticism's sake. They're skeptical because they've been on the receiving end of mistreatment, and it's very hard for somebody to say, just a big campaign says, trust me, it's very hard to just be like, okay, unless you have some acknowledgement of, I get why you feel the way you feel. Here are the things that we're trying to break down and the things we're trying to accomplish together.
So I'd be interested in your thoughts on messengers in terms of increasing vaccinations and healthcare in general.
Sure, sure. Listen, there's more than one way to be Black. You know, as I say, there's you said it best. We're not a monolith. So what I would recommend, though, is that people who are experts in marketing communications, who also have the lived experiences, should be on the team, you know, at every stage of the planning, the development, the execution, and beyond, and the measurement and the evaluation. I think truly inclusive teams are really the key to this. Not can I then ask my Black employees, what do they think about it? They may be your Black employees and of course have a perspective and a point of view, but that doesn't mean they're experts at marketing communications. And I think that's one misnomer that organizations have been making, especially in the past year, that they need to stop. You need to still get that subject matter expertise. I think with regard to healthcare, and there are fewer of us in the communication side of this, I remember coming up and like I said, I started my career on this side of the business and there were very few people who looked like me. And I certainly on the client side didn't see many people who looked like me in communications. They might've worked in other divisions of a pharma company. So I think that is changing and improving. But you need to use the subject matter expertise, but no excuses for I can't find the talent. The talent is there. You have to intentionally engage and secure the talent and throw some money at the problem, as my mom used to say, like if it's not working. So I do think that you need somebody though at every stage of this. So if you're working in a healthcare professional, you know, professional communications realm where you're working on advisory boards and publication plans and HCP communications and really the development and training and continuing education of our healthcare providers, I think that it's very important to have that perspective on the strategic team who's creating those programs, who's creating those modules for curriculum. The discussion about cultural competency is a very long one. I mean, it's been going on for decades, yet we're still here. So we got to change the way we're going about it. And I think a big part of that is to get the right subject matter expertise that includes the lived experience on the team.
The conversation you had with us about not necessarily looking at Black or Black and Brown audiences as a specialty, but sort of leading back to what you were just discussing of I'm a human first. And so some of the things that we are doing in terms of reaching audiences or reaching communities of color are seen as specialty as opposed to an integral part of the foundation of the plans that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me a little bit about some of the points that you shared during that discussion?
Sure. I mean, a couple of things, and I don't want to get caught up in vernacular, but I think there are some nuances here. Doing multicultural marketing is a specialty. It is a specialty. It is something that I believe you need specific experience, you hone that skill. It's nothing that I would just throw somebody into if they don't have the strategic underpinning, the background, the experience to do so. That's a specialty. What I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I think I'm hearing you say, and all too often, many agencies fall into this, or many total market agencies, I would say, fall into this, is we'll do a big program, we'll do a big campaign, and let's ask the, Hispanic team, what do they think it should be done? Or let's ask the people who do diversity, what do they think we should do to reach more Black consumers with this campaign? That is something that I think we're reverse engineering something that should organically be built inclusively from the beginning. The truth of it is sometimes campaigns that are labeled total market or general market campaigns, your key target, your best prospect might be a person of color. I've done a lot in CPG in my career. I've worked pretty much with every CPG company on the planet. It's a category. Personal care is a category I'm really passionate about and have worked extensively in. And I was working with a client on a razor product, and it's a general market campaign. I mean, this is big global brand, and something we're going to do in many countries. Their target consumer happened to be a Black male, 35 plus. So he was a little bit older than sometimes we program for media, but he was of African ancestry. That's what the market sizing data showed us. Like, so deal with the data. It's not, somebody's personal anecdote. The data showed their best prospect, their biggest consumer, their biggest growth opportunity was with this guy. So when you think about that, it doesn't mean other men won't also find appeal in the messaging or in the campaign, but you should engineer the campaign to fish where the fish are. And frankly, when you get to the heart of those human truths, those campaigns resonate. They will resonate beyond that target. I think all too often the thinking is, oh, if I build it for him, I might turn off some other people, or those other people might not think it's for them. That's not the way. I think we have to build it with an inclusive mindset from the beginning. And if that is not your expertise, call an expert, because that is the way that we're going to build campaigns that frankly have the most relevance and resonance. And I think we're seeing this in some of the, a lot of the discussion about the Super Bowl commercials and things like that. I know we're not talking strictly about advertising, but when you think about the ads that had the most talk, not from the critics, not from those of us who sit as agency professionals, as pundits, but from social media chatter, the ones that were inclusive, or had that like inclusive hand on it, like you could feel that insight and that nuance come through, are the ones that perform the best.